Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Good evening, Vancouver. This is Hypnotic Groove, and I'm Linus. The time is 11:01 on this Thursday night in Vancouver. And we're going to have 1 hour of techno, as usual. Calling into the show later on, we have a very special guest of the Thoughtless label. And I think I'll get this right. It's Limacon. He'll be calling in at around 11:15. He's playing in Vancouver next Friday on October 3rd, and we'll find out all the details a little later. So until then, we're going to have some techno. This is CITR 101.9 FM. This is Hypnotic Groove. This is Hypnotic Groove, and I'm Linus. On the phone we have Limasson, and I've totally mispronounced his name. Hello, Limasson.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Thanks for calling in tonight.
Oh, absolutely. It's a pleasure.
So you're coming to Vancouver next Friday, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm going to be playing at Open Studios.
Open Studios. Now, whereabouts is that located?
Gosh. Let me look it up for you.
All right. That'll be good. So while you're doing that, let's hear a little bit about yourself. I heard about you through Noah Pred, who runs the Thoughtless label.
Yeah. I've had two releases on two EPs on his label. And I'm actually doing a full artist album for him. It'll be out in December, and I'm really excited about that.
Oh, that's nice.
Material.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And so going back further, so you kind of play like a kind of, how would you describe your sound, and when did you, start to develop it?
God, you know, it's so hard to describe, you know, like throat and genres, and to the non-layman, I just say I played like German tech house, you know, because it's like I have the technical aspects of techno or minimal, but then it's got this shuffly groove of house music, you know. I mean, that's what the tech house is, you know.
Yeah, of course. And so what year did you start, you know, going from turning from, you know, fan into like, artist, I guess?
Well, you know, I started out listening to kind of abstract music and started actually making music back in 97. And then I actually didn't get decks until like, God, what was that, like 2002? And then that really kind of took it for a turn. And then that's when I really started kind of creating my sound, you know, like old tax house sets from Steve Bug, you know, back in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
They blew my mind and really got me into kind of more of the German sound, really.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's where it's all happening these days in Berlin. If you're into electronic music, then Berlin's the place to be. I mean, it really is. New York is New York, and London's London, but apparently, you know, if you want to be into techno, then Berlin's the place.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know. So, what kind of other artists, like, inspired you? And you mentioned Steve Bug. Who else is who you listen to?
Mark Henning is doing great stuff right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Loka Dice and Martin Buttrick just have such good production.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to not turn them down. It's, it just sounds so good. Gosh, who else? I don't know. I'm kind of getting into this house thing that's coming back. I don't know, the shuffly groove. I'm just locked to it.
Yeah,
bad,
I guess.
No.
Of course. And we're going to play one of your earlier tunes. I actually went and looked on Beatport at your older history, and I found a tune I liked. It's on a friend of mine's label, Mike Bryant from Intrinsic Design.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, excellent.
Yeah, we're old friends. We used to go clubbing and stuff and warehouse parties in Detroit back in 93, 94, something like that.
Yeah.
And, so I saw you that you were on his label.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we did that a number of years back. They were great to work with. What are you playing? Playing a jar, or,
Yeah, that's the one we're going to play later on, is a jar.
Yeah, that's a good one. Good
track. And, so what else is going to be coming up? Are you, you're after Vancouver next Friday, where else are you playing?
Yeah, this was kind of a last-minute thing, so we weren't able to set up anything else.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to have a little kind of mini-tour in the East Coast when the album releases.
Okay.
You know, try and hit up Toronto, Montreal, New York.
Nice.
D.C. and Chicago, and, you know, kind of work it out there.
Nice. And how long have you known Noah Pred? Because he's a Vancouver native, obviously.
You know, just since my first release, it's been about a year.
Yeah, and how did you just send it to him, or did it go through a friend, or what was the connection?
Yeah, I shop my tracks around a lot.
Yeah,
and I've been watching his label since the beginning.
Yeah,
always liked his production, and so yeah, just sent some stuff off, and he dug it, and just been kind of sending stuff to him pretty regularly personally, just because it's nice to know, nice to get good business people.
Yeah, of course, and Noah's very, very professional. He's been around for a long time, and he approaches it the right way.
Yeah, so it's a blend of, you know, the right sound, the right music, and then the right, you know, relationship that you build.
Yeah.
So I'm working with Noah and Thoughtless and Oralism Records in San Francisco. Those are kind of my main platforms right now.
Nice. Where are you located? Where are you based?
I'm in Santa Rosa, which is just about an hour north of San Francisco.
Okay, because I was just down there the other weekend and was hanging out with a new friend of mine, Nicola Baitala.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Nicola.
Nicola. He was. He showed us around on the weekend that we were down there, and had a very good time.
Oh, great! Yeah. He lives out everywhere.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean he lives that shit, as he would say, probably.
Yeah.
So, all right then. Well, it's been really nice to talk to you, Chris, and Limasson, the same, AKA, and. And we'll see you next Friday. So where should people go? Is there a website that we can go to?
It's the Open Studios. It's 252 East 1st Street.
Oh, yes.
And it starts at 10, it goes till 5, and it'll be rocking. I think I play from 2 to 4.
Nice. It's a really nice space there. Have you been there before?
No, I haven't. No,
oh, it's excellent. It's like kind of like a art, almost an art studio.
Oh, cool.
It's kind of like a square room, but they've kind of got a balcony, and it's—I don't know—if they do some nice stuff with the decor, you could have a really nice time there. Really nice time.
Right. Cool. Yeah, I'm excited for it.
Excellent. All right. Well, look, check out Limasson there next Friday. That's October 3rd here in Vancouver, and stay tuned for more techno. And thanks again.
It's been a pleasure.
Take it easy, man.
All right. Adios.
Bye.
I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
We are back. My thanks to Limasson, aka Chris. He'll be joining you next Friday, October 3rd, here in Vancouver. Hopefully next week we will have a live set by a special guest, because it's 24 hours of live from Radio Thunderbird Hell. And usually my hour would be a live band of some sort, but I am trying to get an electronic music act, and it should be a good one if it pans out. So check us next week for some electronic music, some live electronic music from Hypnotic Groove via Live from Radio Thunderbird Hell. The time is 11:27. This is CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Linus. And get ready for some more techno.
Thank you. Stopped trying to define punk around the same time I stopped trying to define Islam. They aren't so far removed as you'd think. Both began in tremendous bursts of truth and vitality that seem to have lost something along the way. The energy, perhaps, that comes with knowing the world has never seen such positive force and fury and never would again. Both have suffered from sellouts and hypocrites, but also from true believers whose devotion had crippled their creative drive. Both are viewed by outsiders as unified, cohesive communities when nothing can be further from the truth. I could go on, but the most important similarity is that, like punk, Islam is itself a flag, an open symbol representing not things, but ideas. You cannot hold punk or Islam in your hands, so what could they mean besides what you want them to?
CITR and the Vancouver International Film Festival present Twakor, The Birth of Punk Islam. Misfit Muslims the world over embracing a new subculture called Twakor, otherwise known as Punk Islam. The film follows the three misfit rebels who dreamed up the whole thing.
We should go out west sometime and just load up a van so we can't fit no more and then have guys hanging off the side like in Rawalpindi, down the I-90. Get a van, make like an interstate jamaat.
Twakor, The Birth of Punk Islam, is played Saturday, October 3rd at 9:30 p.m. and Monday, October 5th at 1:15 p.m. at the Empire Granville Cinema. Brought to you by the Vancouver International Film Festival and CITR 101.9 Vancouver.